Welcome to the Getting Soul Fit podcast. I am your host, Melissa Page, addict, alcoholic turned sober and free, mental health advocate, guest speaker, fitness cover model, trauma-informed life coach, intuitive empath, lover of laughter, donuts, authenticity, and addicted to growth. Each episode, I will host a special guest or topic that will help empower you to conquer any and all obstacles and fears to rise. This show is your one-stop shop for raw truth and unapologetic growth. Happy Monday and welcome back to the show. Well, technically, you guys, it's Sunday. I am recording this on Sunday. But by the time this is published tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, it will be Monday. So, full disclosure, I had a completely different episode mapped out for you guys, which I will cover on the next episode. But I just, as many of you know, I'm very transparent. I believe that being transparent can help others, and that is why I'm so transparent. I am still very careful with what I share on social media and even on my podcast, because I do believe that there's a certain level of privacy that I need to have in my life, as many of it, all of us need to have, right, to protect our own well-being. And you have to be careful with what you disclose to who, you know, because some people don't have your best interests in mind. But that is for a completely different episode. So today I want to talk about emotional bypassing. And some of you may be going, what is that? It's a fancy term that means not really addressing your emotions. So I'm sure a lot of you have seen this on social media, a lot of posts on, you know, staying in a high vibration. And in even myself, I have an episode that I recently published on how to raise your vibration. Now, this does not mean that you are always going to be in a happy state of mind. That's actually not healthy, and it's not attainable. You know, I've seen so many posts where people are sharing how to raise your vibration. Which there's nothing wrong with that. Again, I posted something recently about this very topic, and how to feel better and how to come to a peace of mind after being in a funk or even a depressive cycle. And those strategies, if you will, are very, very, very helpful. However, part of being human is experiencing all the emotions and recognizing that they're necessary. And when you don't experience those emotions, when you try to push them or compartmentalize them, push them to the back of your mind, negative things can happen as a result, you know. Now, emotional bypassing can manifest or come, it can show up in different ways. It can look very differently. Everyone's different, and we all have different coping mechanisms according to, it goes back to childhood, you know, and how we manage our emotions, and our personalities play into this, our environment plays into this, our history plays into this. But we have agency over our emotions more than we realize. And what I mean by that is we have control over our emotions more than we realize. And again, what I'm not saying that you should or we should control our emotions in such a way that we don't experience them. I mean that when I say a sense of control over our emotions, is I'm referring to, are we regulating our emotions in a healthy manner? Emotional dysregulation looks like doing a lot of drugs to escape, drinking to escape, shopping to escape, having sex to escape, using people to escape. Anything that's going to take us away from what we want to look at, right? Which is usually an internal state. Emotional bypassing can look like not addressing something. I don't want to take a look at it. It also can look like using an excuse and sweeping something underneath the rug. For example, not setting healthy boundaries, someone mistreating you, and then you defend them. Well, they didn't mean to X, Y, Z. This was probably a one-off situation. I'm sure they didn't mean it. That's another one I've said before, and I've worked for years, you guys, years. And full disclosure, like I said, already said, I'm pretty transparent. I have had several coaches. I fully believe in getting help and bettering yourself and growing and learning, whatever that entails for you. I have a fitness coach I've had for years. I've worked with several life coaches. I've worked with dating coaches. I've worked with therapists. I currently have a therapist that specializes in PTSD, and she's helping me address my trauma from the past. So I believe that, you know, mental health is extremely important, and it shouldn't be taboo to talk about. And if you feel like you need to get therapy, I fully believe you should. But, you know, emotional bypassing can also look like, I don't want to take a look at something because it's too painful, so I'm just going to stay busy. And I'm actually really guilty of this, you guys, not to shame myself, but I didn't even realize I was doing it. And some of us don't even realize we're doing it, to be completely honest. I'm a very busy person. A lot of us are. I'm very driven. I'm very type A. I set a goal. I go for that goal. I go for 110%. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into my goals, you guys. And this is just how I've always been. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always been a perfectionist, right? And I'm not saying that's even healthy. It's just something I've had to work on, amongst other things. But I don't think there's anything wrong with having goals. But with that being said, I've realized, well, I didn't realize, my therapist addressed this with me it's been about 6 months or so where she brought this up, that I tend to stay busy so that I don't have to look at trauma, right? Because the more you heal from situations, from trauma, behavioral patterns, fill in the blank, it's like an onion. The more you peel back, there's more to peel back, right? And so more things come up. And I truly believe that these things come up are not fun. However, they come up when it's time for them to come up. You know, it's basically your brain going, hey, look, you've compartmentalized this part of me for too long now, and now we need to take a look at it if we really want to grow. Because these things that don't get addressed will show up in our lives and our relationships, and they will sabotage our goals. They'll sabotage our relationships with other people. You know, so emotional bypassing looks like not looking at the emotion. You know, it's like when you start to feel upset, oh, what can I quickly do to hurry up and feel better? Or another one that I've seen a lot, and even in some help groups, I'll say that I have seen this being taken to an unhealthy extreme of, you're upset about something, so obviously you're not working you're not working on your improvement techniques good enough. That's why you're feeling angry about something, or you're feeling upset about something. And I'm like, no, I don't think that people should make their bed in their misery. I think that there's a fine line between self-loathing and actually feeling something, but only you know what that entails, meaning we know ourselves at least to a certain point where it's like, I can tell the difference between, am I feeling sorry for myself? And that's not healthy, you know, because then that usually ends with me laying in bed, not getting anything done. And by the way, I fully believe in rest days. But there's a huge difference between like taking a rest day versus I'm going to make my bed in my home in this self-pity pile. And it never feels good. But sometimes, you guys, we need to really feel the feelings to move through to the answer and the resolution. It doesn't feel good. And, you know, humans, we are creatures of wanting to feel pleasure and happiness all the time. And that's fine. It's actually normal to want to be happy all the time, you guys. Like, who wants to, you know, I don't think anyone wakes up saying, you know, I think I want to be miserable today. I think that sounds fun. Nobody wants to feel like that. So it's completely normal to want to not feel bad feelings, but just, you know, as they come up, appreciating what they're there for. you know, instead of shaming ourselves. And that's another thing that humans, we tend to do. We tend to shame our feelings. Like, oh man, I've worked so hard on this one thing. Why is it coming up again a year later? Why am I all of a sudden reminiscing about something that hurt me really, really bad and I'm getting teary-eyed? Well, usually it's something that's unhealed trauma, and it usually comes about in a moment of being triggered, right? And I've talked about triggers a lot, and triggers can be a wonderful thing. And I know that sounds really weird saying, even saying that out loud, I'm like, what? But they can be. Triggers are there to show you what I think, what direction you need to take. When I'm being triggered, it's like, okay, it's my brain telling me there's a situation that is potentially dangerous. Now, usually it's not dangerous. Usually I go, okay, why am I feeling triggered? Oh, this person is saying something that's reminding me of something that happened in my past that actually was not healthy. And I think it's coming up for me to work at it, continue working at it. It's just like letting me know, you know, hey, there's still this one part of me that needs healing around this one situation that may have occurred years ago, but that it was really, really impacting me. So this is a really, 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 really important topic, okay? When we emotionally bypass, okay, when we spend years and years and years of emotionally bypassing, this is what ends up happening. It can lead to anxiety, severe depression, codependency, lower self-esteem, emotional confusion where you're not trusting your own emotions, intuitive confusion. I don't even know if that's a word. I just made that up. But it's where you basically don't trust your own intuition. Excessive tolerance of unacceptable or inappropriate behavior from others. So lack of boundaries with other people, which does also tie into lower self-esteem, obviously. Making impulsive decisions that aren't good for us, like over drinking, doing drugs. And I say this loosely. I'm not at all referring to people that are taking prescriptions that are prescribed to them, or people that, you know, can smoke weed and it not ruin their life. I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to, like myself, addicts that when we take drugs, we can't stop, right? When I drink, I cannot stop drinking alcohol and it ruins my life. That's what I'm referring to. You can turn to other addictive behaviors, like I mentioned earlier, you know, putting yourself in dangerous situations around sex, not being safe, right? Putting yourself in dangerous positions with your money, overspending it on clothes to escape, anything to escape this feeling, right? Feelings of shame, that's a big one. Physical health impacts. So typically when we're trying to emotionally bypass, we're not necessarily making the best decisions around our health and fitness. And what I mean by that is, like, if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you're not addressing certain things that need to be addressed and you're trying not to even think about those things, sometimes that can show up as insomnia, that can show up as poor sleep cycles, it can show up as making poor food choices, overeating, undereating, body image dysmorphia, over-exercising to the point where you're physically weak, which is overtraining, and that's not healthy either, or never moving, being very sedentary for long periods of time and not doing anything to move your body. So you can see how emotionally bypassing has a domino effect, you guys, a domino effect on your entire life. It can negatively impact your relationships with other people, as I mentioned earlier as well. Because think about it, like, when you don't trust your own emotions, or when you're questioning your own emotions, like, well, I shouldn't be feeling this way because I'm supposed to be happy all the time. I've done so much work around this. Why am I not happy? I'm pathetic for thinking these things, like, and continue, et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you're thinking these things about yourself, how the hell are you loving other people, right? We don't have the capacity or the bandwidth for it. If we are putting ourselves down for being human, really, right? How the heck are we giving other people grace if we're not even giving ourselves grace? If you're not giving yourself the grace to be a human, How can you be a human to other people? How can you have empathy and love for other people if you aren't allowing that love and that space to be embodied within your being, right? And this is something that I still work on. And the whole reason I was enticed to talk about this is I had it happen earlier this morning. So I slept in, which felt really good. It's been raining a lot in the Bay, you guys, and I don't like rain, okay? I know it's necessary, but I feel like the season's been kind of it's been a lot of rain, and it's been definitely impacting my mood and bringing me down and whatever. So I've been like, oh man, I need some sun in my life, right? So it's been said, and it's true, that trauma is also stored in the body, right? Which explains why if you haven't moved in a while, or even if you have and you start moving, and I found this to be very true with, especially with yoga, or if I go on a run or something like that, sometimes feelings come up and you start crying, or you start releasing emotion, and you're like, where the hell is this coming from? It is trauma is coming out to be released, to be processed and released. It's actually a really, really good thing. And it's very, very, very cleansing and invigorating. It really is. But anyway, what happened was this morning I was doing yoga, and I just decided, or I felt called to do an hour long yoga, because, you know, what I usually do is every Sunday, it's kind of my self-care day, even though I don't have a self-care day. I think you should love yourself every day, you guys. I really do. And I'm not saying, you know, we even had the time to get up and you have like 3 hours to do self-care. No, even if it's like 10 minutes of meditation, you should do something for yourself every single day of your life. You really should, if you can. And no, you can. You can. I'm not going to say you can't. Even if it's like a 5 or 3 minute meditation, just something to calm your mind and get your head straight for the day. Something to just show yourself a little love, you know? Because a lot of times we're just going, going, going for other people, and we're not taking a look at, like, what can we be doing for ourselves to make sure that we're not over pouring from an empty cup, right? But that's for another episode. But anyway, I do change up my yoga every Sunday. Sometimes I do deep stretch if I need it and my hips are tight, or I haven't stretched a lot that week from my lifting, you know, then I'll do that. Sometimes I feel like, man, I need to do some detox, you know, I ate too much sugar this weekend or something, then I'll do a detox yoga. But I felt really called to do an hour-long power vinyasa flow to really just get my body moving. And I was like, I don't know why, I'm not really tight or anything, I just really want to do this hour-long power vinyasa. And I did it, you guys. I did the hour-long. My hips are really tight. My whole body was pretty tight, actually, as it turns out. And I started getting really sad, and I was getting really teary-eyed, and I was like feeling a lot of heavy emotion. And it was brought to my attention in my mind that what these emotions were coming from. They were from situations that happened a while back with certain people. I'm not going to get into that. It doesn't really matter. But I was like, oh. So I just needed to release emotion. There's still some heavy emotion around certain people in my that are no longer in my life, that there was some damage done. There was some trauma around certain people that did some things and said some things about me that harmed me. You know, I don't mean physically harm me, not at all. I just mean like they emotionally harmed me, you know. And there's trauma around that, because these are people that I at one point really cared about and I trusted, and I thought that they had my best interest in mind because I had their best interest in mind, or at least I tried to. But they didn't. And I'm not even saying that to really go into that, but I'm just saying that these emotions were brought up, right? And I'm like, oh, there's still some, you know, healing that needs to be done around that. And honestly, like, that's kind of like light years ahead of where I was even a year ago, because I remember there were moments where I would start feeling sad or hurt for things that had happened a year ago, or 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I'm like shaming myself. Like, why are you still feeling like this? You've done so much work around it. You've done so many. I'm like, If I could like look down the list of everything that I've done to try to heal from my past and break generational trauma, you guys, and like break bad cycles and bad habits that no longer serve me, things that I was doing, you know, like all of us, I've had habits and behavioral patterns that weren't healthy, right? And so if I actually like wrote down on a piece of paper every single thing that I've done, like life coaching, dating coaching, spiritual mentoring. I had a spiritual coach at one point. I mean, I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's just a lot. You know, I've worked with multiple life coaches over the past, since 2020, probably 5 or 6 different life coaches, a couple business coaches. I've had the same fitness coach for years. She's absolutely amazing. I absolutely adore her. And therapists and all the, you know, and you know what, honestly, and going into 2024, 2025, I have more plans. There's business coaches I'm going to be working with, and I fully believe in investing in yourself to help you soar. I fully believe in that, to help you thrive. I fully co-sign that. And actually, I am now offering life coaching for people that want to work on addressing toxic cycles that no longer serve you, that usually almost always come from past trauma. So if you're stuck in a cycle of self-sabotaging and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you want to see if we are a potential good fit for you to get some help around that and see if there's a way that I can support you, definitely check the links in the show notes. I was about to say in my bio. I need some more coffee, you guys. In the show notes for a complimentary clarity call, breakthrough call, just to see if we're a good fit. But yeah, I've done a lot of work on myself, as a lot of us have, and things still come up. You know why? Because we're human. And the more that you work on yourself, the more things will come up. And I will say also that before I go into tips around not emotional bypassing and what you can do to address these emotions, just remember that the biggest breakthroughs you will ever have in your life always come after some of the hardest, most challenging, knee-dropping, face-planting, hard times, you know, literally. I mean, you have to sometimes break open to see the light. You really do, you know, not to sound dramatic, but you really do. So how can you address your emotions when you're stuck in a cycle of emotional bypassing, right? And what if you are like, I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I'm feeling down, I don't really know why. First thing I would always say is like, move your body, especially in your hips. We tend to hold a lot of trauma in our thighs, our hips, our legs, period, you know, and physically what this looks like, headaches that you can't explain, tightness of hips, headaches, low back pain, exhaustion, excessive fatigue. This is what emotionally bypassing can look physically on the system, on your body, you know, fogginess, like where you're just like, I can't think, you know, you're just overwhelmed. So first thing I always say is like, get moving. And I know it sounds counterintuitive because a lot of times we're like so busy, but get physically moving, whether that's yoga, anything to move your thighs and your hips, especially do that. Just start there, you know, and you don't have to even join a package class or anything. Although I prefer classes in person, but I did do a class at home today. You can go to YouTube and check out Aloe Yoga, Yoga with Adrienne. Those are amongst my favorites. I'll link those in the show notes. Get moving, you know, start taking walks outside in nature. That's a big one. You know, that really helps to bring to your mind what needs to be addressed. Start moving. And then as things come up, when you start going down that rabbit hole of shaming yourself, just say, hey, you know what? We're not going to do that. And get curious about it. Why is this coming up? Not in a negative way. Not in a, why is this coming up again? Why is this coming up? And then honestly, it's easier said than done. Feel the emotion. If you need to cry, cry. If it's anger that's coming up, you guys, and you're in a position to where you can scream, freaking scream. Now, if you live in an apartment and you don't want to scare your neighbors, put your head in your pillow, put the pillow around your face, and scream as loud as you can. I know that sounds crazy. I've done it and it's amazing. Or scream in your car with your windows rolled up. Get that anger, get that emotion out. It needs to get out of your system. Scream. If you're feeling restless, shake. Shake. Literally stand up and shake, 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 shake. Jump up and down, shake your arms, shake your legs. It's going to look crazy. Who cares? No one's paying attention. This is just for you. Cry, scream, shake. Whatever you feel called to do, if you feel like I'm really angry, I need to scream, do that. If you can, obviously don't scare people in the process. And then once you get the emotion out, sit with it for a minute, you know, and just realize what you just did. This is the first step in like really healing your emotional body. And it's also teaching you guys, it's teaching your fight or flight system how to process emotions in a healthy manner so that you're not taking it out on other people. You're not reacting. You're not walking around like a time bomb. Here's the thing about trying to push emotions back and not address them. They will come out whether you like it or not. You know, and so this can look like taking it out on other people, not on purpose, right? But it unintentionally snapping, moodiness, right? And it's because, you know, you got some emotions that you need to address, and it's not going to feel good at first, and it's not going to, and for a lot of us, it doesn't feel normal. But the more you do this, the more that you regulate your emotional body, and the more that you put yourself in a position to ease stress, lower your blood pressure, you know, increase self-awareness, increase your self-esteem. This is where you're able to better set standards for yourself and others. And also you're put in a position to where you're better at setting healthy boundaries. I'm going to tell you, those two go hand in hand. Ever since I've been like not emotionally bypassing, I still do it. I mean, I'm human. But I'm working on it. Ever since I started really addressing that issue of having to constantly be okay. Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, no, it's okay to cry. It's like okay to feel. We're human. Ever since that, I have had no problem setting boundaries with people. Whereas before, it felt like I would almost like be like setting a boundary and apologizing for it. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I have to set this boundary. Like, no, I have no problem setting a boundary where boundaries are needed. And setting myself, you know, setting boundaries for myself, holding myself to a standard that if I want to hold others to a standard, I better damn well be showing up for that standard myself. I can't very well expect others to respect me if I'm not respecting myself, you know. And so for me, that looks like regulating my emotions, addressing my emotions, showing up for the gym, showing up for yoga, drinking my water, trying to go to bed at a reasonable hour, getting enough sleep, having fun. I really believe in having fun because life is so damn serious. So I try to do something fun for myself every week, you know, whether that's having a girls' night and having my friends over or going out, go dancing. I love to dance, you guys. I love it. So whatever that looks like. But yeah, I really hope that you guys got something out of this. It's a topic that is really important, but I don't hear it discussed a lot. And as always, my DMs are open. So if you have any questions on this, or if there's something that you heard in today's episode that you would like me to expand upon, please let me know. And as always, if you enjoyed the episode, share it with a friend. And I hope you guys have a wonderful start. Give it up to the warriors
standing for. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out the show notes for today's details on the show, and be sure to share with a friend and subscribe. I really love hearing feedback from you, so please leave a review and let me know what resonated in the comments. Just a reminder, you matter, you are amazing, and you are a warrior.